Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Democrats by nature are nervous. They're so traumatized by 2016, they have to get over it, all right? And I get this all the time. Oh, James, please don't say that, because if people think we're going to win, they're not going to come out and vote. That's idiotic. We're going to win. What do you want me to do? Biden campaign has actually been pretty good. He did pretty good in the debates. And of course, he's going to make gas between now and election day. And it just sends the 25% of the Democratic Party into some kind of state of depression. Get over it. Toughen up, people. I'm sorry. That's just the truth. Deal with it, Democrats. You're going to win.
All right. James Carville saying, look, we're going to win. Well, there are a lot of polls out there that are not favorable to Donald Trump right now. And thought we'd talk to somebody who knows a lot about being involved in presidential campaigns on, you know, where we are now. We haven't talked much about this sort of stuff because, God, we're 4 months out. And
well, I tell you what, let's bring Lon He in and include him in the conversation. Lon He, Jay Chen, David and Diane Steffi Fellow in American Public Policy Studies at the Hoover Institution, joins us now. Lon He, how are you, sir?
It's good to be with you this morning.
I think I got your title right. I forgot to put on my glasses, so I'm squinting like a fiend.
And you have been involved in a couple of big-time major presidential campaigns, correct?
Four of them, including as a senior aide to Mitt Romney in 2012 and a senior aide to Marco Rubio in 2016.
And you're a student of history and teach all this stuff. So, good person to ask some of these questions. One, do numbers move very dramatically from this point till election day? I mean, is that common? Can you make up ground? Or do they tend?
Say you're 8 points down in a pivotal swing state.
Sure. Do numbers like that change in the last 4 months? Does that happen regularly?
Yeah, the numbers definitely will bounce all over the place. Trends will change based on events. You know, if you look at the 2012 campaign as an example, You had a race that was not close for a large part of the summer months, and then closed quite rapidly after the first presidential debate, which was in early October in Denver. So, yeah, the numbers can absolutely change. The margins are big now. Don't get me wrong. I think Joe Biden has a very healthy lead nationally. Some of the swing state polling, which has been notoriously inaccurate in the past, the sort of throw weight of that swing state polling suggests that Trump is also in trouble. So, I mean, those numbers, I think, reflect where we are today. but they are not necessarily a reflection of where the race will be in September or October.
Well, not necessarily, but has anybody ever come back and won who was this far down 4 months out?
That's a good question. So,
I believe Buchanan was down 13 points, Jack.
Well, polling's fairly a fairly modern phenomenon, yeah. But I just don't remember anybody being this far down and coming back and winning.
Yeah, I mean, there are certainly people who held on to leads, obviously, but I don't know about coming back, and I'm racking my brain thinking about people that have come back to win, and it's been rare. Clinton wasn't doing particularly well against George H.W. Bush, and then things kind of turned around for him late in the race. So that might be one race to look at where I would say Clinton was probably down at this point and came back to win, and not down by a small number either. So, you know, part of the challenge for Donald Trump, as I see it now, is that there's two things. One is the self-made errors, I think, have finally begun to accumulate. And I think people are beginning to see that. And the second thing I would just say, and there's some, you know, recent news about this, is that it's not really clear what his second term agenda will look like. And I think he and his campaign probably need to get out there and define that a little better. If he wants to close this gap.
Right. I mean, even Trump fans who are friends, relatives of mine and ours, will admit to some Trump fatigue. And he absolutely needs to balance that with a powerful, as he would probably put it, a positive message for the second term. So, listen, Lon He, Jay Chen, I'm a sports fan. Are you a sports fan at all? Have we ever talked about this?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Right, okay.
I'm a big sports fan.
What's your favorite sport?
I would say it's baseball.
Okay, all right, fine.
I'm a Dodger fan.
Oh my God. Well,
goodbye.
We can't be friends anymore. Sorry. No, I kid. A lot of fabulous Dodger fans listening to the show, and we're as willing to pander to you as to anybody. Well, so if you took a snapshot of where we are right now in terms of the Trump campaign and the numbers we've been discussing, is he down two runs in the fourth inning, or how does he stand? How nervous should Trump fans be?
I think they should be nervous, but they shouldn't be overwhelmingly so. So I would say he's down, you know, I'd say 5 or 6 runs in the second inning. That's how I'd put it.
Interesting.
It's a pretty big lead, but it's so early. Okay, that is interesting.
And he's a team that's won a lot. So, right. But,
I mean, you know, if
and all the players on the other team are 80 years old.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Right. They've all torn their ACLs or had Tommy John surgery at some point. I mean, here's how I would think about it. If I were looking at these polls, and I'm sure, you know, you've got a very sophisticated listener base, so maybe I'm saying something people already know, but you do not need to worry so much about the national polls.
Right.
The real worrisome numbers that we're seeing, if you're the Trump campaign or a Trump supporter, are in the state by state. And if he's losing states like Arizona and Florida and North Carolina that he won in 2016 with decently healthy margins, you've got to be concerned when you see a number like, you know, down 7 or 8 in Arizona, down 7 or 8 in Florida.
Well, I'm looking at him down 11 in Wisconsin, down 11 in Wisconsin, down 10 in Pennsylvania. Though that's tough.
And I think the number's even bigger in Michigan. I mean, you know, I think if you're the Trump campaign, you really do need to focus on Arizona, Florida, North Carolina right now. I mean, the fact that you're down in those states is a major trouble sign. The other states, I mean, Michigan, Wisconsin, those polls never really had him all that close. I think a few polls at the very end may have had him closing in Michigan. But the Michigan, Wisconsin polling, Pennsylvania polling never really was all that friendly to Donald Trump in 16 anyway. So that's why I say, you know, if you look at the 2020 state-by-state polling, it really is those states in the Sun and the South that are worrisome for Trump.
Lon He Chan is online. Hey, Lon He, quick, maybe a minute on this, but I'm looking at some COVID-19 statistics. When the book is written, perhaps by you, about the politics of COVID-19, what's the headline? What's the title? What approach would you take? How do you see this whole thing? Because there's been such a big political, part of this that is political, I should say.
I would call the book The Polarized Pandemic. And you've sort of hit on the really big dynamic here, which is fascinating. is the degree to which we as a society have been polarized over everything when it comes to this pandemic. I mean, there is literally almost no question that is not politically polarized. Where did the pandemic come from? What should we call it? Should people wear masks? How should society respond to it? Who is responsible for the spike in cases? Why is there a spike in cases? All of these questions are politically tinged, politically motivated. People's answers will differ based on how they see their politics and who they like in political life and who they don't like. And that to me is staggering, because if you look at past pandemics, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, you will find, I'd submit, a much lower degree of political polarization. And in fact, if you look at the response that other countries have had, it has not been driven as much by politics. And so our situation here around COVID-19, this will be a story people will write for generations to come, how polarized we've become around this pandemic.
Well, that sounds like a great quickie book. I propose the following. You do the work. I put my name on it. And we and we put it on the market. I want you to think about that. Sincere offer.
That's a great offer.
Lon Hee Chen.
As long as you guys promote it.
Lon Hee's a fellow in the American Public Policy Studies at the Hoover Institution, and it's always great to talk. Thanks, Lon Hee.
Thanks, Ed.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.